Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Vocalise was started in 1998 to help theatre venues and producers to meet the needs of blind and partially sighted audiences. And since then, they've gone from strength to strength, audio describing every kind of performing art and even static art to be found in the built environment, heritage sites, galleries and museums. Film and TV audio description is usually commissioned by the film or TV programme makers. Judy Dixie was at the helm of Vocalise for nearly 10 years before stepping down at the end of August, and we thought it might be interesting to talk to Judy about how things have changed during her decade heading the organisation that also trains others to bring the arts to life through the spoken word. And we started by asking Judy to sum up how audio description in general has changed during her tenure.
I suppose just much, much more. And there begins to be more choice. When I first came, we did one or two things every week. Now there might be several performances happening, for example, on a Saturday matinee. So there's much more choice. And there's also much more happening in museums, galleries, heritage sites. There's much more awareness.
So going back to the sort of starting point, or how things were 10 years ago, you talked about matinees, theatre performances. Is that what it was centred around, the live theatrical performance, the audio description of that?
That's how audio description started several years before Vocalise was even a twinkle in anybody's eyes. Yes, it's live. Because theatre is live, you have live audio description available to keep people in the moment. If you have something recorded, which obviously works very well with film, and also obviously with recorded audio description in museums and heritage sites, it works for that because you are dealing with something which isn't changing and moving.
And television as well, I guess. They pour over that, preparing it just like film.
I think it's quite tight, actually. This is what's rather sad, that because costs are being pared to the bone, the describers are not given the time that they probably could have done with in the beginning. Now they're so expert, they probably can do things very much more quickly. But it's still good to have live AD done to the extent that Vocalise and many of the other professional describers do.
I guess you must be quite heartened, aren't you, by the fact that over the 10 years, the amount of just homing in on theatrical audio description, that as the live, as the more labour-intensive type of audio description, that has grown, because people might possibly say, it's such hard work to do it and to do it properly.
Yes, and it is hard work, and everybody in a theatre, every department needs to be involved, needs to buy into it. So it is hard. I think it's very challenging and exciting, and it's very much a creative art and very intriguing and satisfying when it works well. And the best feedback we ever get is when the audience says, the description was so good I didn't notice it, because the describer is effectively accompanying the audience member to enjoy or experience or appreciate the performance.
How involved has Vocalise been in the, I think what the buzzword is, the holistic experience of going to the theatre that's now provided? Touch tours of the set and maybe the costumes, and talking perhaps even to the cast before a performance and getting notes about the show that they're about to see. How involved have you been in all of that?
It's part of the package that we provide. We try to support and help the theatre in making all of this happen, because all of these elements, even if people don't necessarily want to experience each one, they all have the opportunity of choice. So somebody says, oh, I'm not really interested in a touch tour. I don't want to know that the set is made of plasterboard. I want to retain the magic. So they don't go to the touch tour, which is fine. But the introductory notes is tremendously important for a lot of people. So we work with the theatre to get that to happen.
It would be wrong not to talk to you in your 10 years at the helm about something that really has taken off in a big, big way in that time, and that is your audio description of what some people would say can't be described. Dance, much of opera, not to mention building spaces, museums and galleries and all sorts of things. Has this been a mission of yours to expand the range of audio description, to take what you've done in a theatre and move it to just about anywhere?
Well, it is eminently transferable. Eminently transferable. The theatre is, after all, a visual medium to some extent, which is why it needs to be made accessible, and words are an extremely good way of doing that. So basically, our theatre describers are very expert in describing sets, and actually learning about describing architecture has been a really exciting addition to the portfolio, one might say. But as you say, dance as well, and in particular contemporary dance, which is really rather extraordinary, because that's not even got a story. But you've got to find your way through it. And we devised a workshop which occurs before the performance and even before the touch tour, so that the audience member can really experience what the steps are. They don't have to jump in the air and do the pas de châle and all of those kinds of things, but the dancers will demonstrate and the audience in the workshop can give it a go, or at least feel how the dancers are standing or moving their limbs. Dancers don't seem to mind being touched, which is quite nice. And opera is a great passion of mine, and we recently did the first audio described performance for a company in London, and that I hope will have lots of knock-on effects with other opera companies. We do audio describe opera for Opera North, and various other regional companies have audio described performances. Very exciting.
And finally, Judy, looking forward rather than backwards, so much has changed in the last 10 years. Do you see that rate of change increasing? Do you think that blind and partially sighted people have even more exciting possible audio descriptive experiences in museums, galleries, theatres, cinema, TV, stately homes, wherever it might be? Do you think that there's anywhere still for audio description to go?
Vocalise has just recently received indication of a further 3 years of funding, during which we will be able to expand our range, and during which we will also be concentrating on attracting new audiences and bigger audiences. It's much to do with the audience and what they want, and I would exhort a blind or partially sighted person to say, I want to go to this, I want to go to that, I want to have access to this, that or the other place or environment, gardens, all sorts of things that could be available. And it is down to the audience. We're going to do our bit. If audience members are really interested in something, get in touch with us, get in touch with that venue, that organisation, and seek it out.
Former Executive Director of Vocalise, Judy Dixie. Now, as we heard, Vocalise audio describes or trains others to audio describe live theatre, opera, dance and other performing arts, as well as museums, heritage sites, galleries and other places of interest, some of which can, from time to time, offer other tactile and inclusive ways of appreciating what they can offer. And Vocalise produces a free regular newsletter that lists and gives details of what's currently being audio described and where across the UK and what's coming up. And this can be requested by phoning 020 7375 1043 or by emailing enquiries@vocalise, spelt vocalise.co.uk.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.